My guest says everyone has buried trauma, which is robbing your health, your peace, and your destiny. He has over 12,000 verified testimonies of people who've been set free from the spirit of trauma. Next. Hello, I'm here with Dr. Mike Hutchings. And Mike, we hear the word trauma all the time. But basically, what is trauma?
Trauma is an injury to the soul. What I mean by that is you've experienced a life event, either as a child where you were physically or possibly sexually abused, or you've experienced something that caused you to feel threatened in your personal safety or possibly for your life. And what happens is that creates mental images and memories in your mind that can continue to haunt you.
But what if you don't even remember it? It's something that was so horrific that you buried it.
So the mind will do that. It will bury those memories, but you can still have the symptoms of carrying trauma. And the great thing about this is that Jesus knows what happened, and he wants to bring healing to that, even if you can't remember the trauma.
Now, one of the traumas that most people have heard of is PTSD. What is that?
So PTSD is a diagnosis, a mental health diagnosis, that means post-traumatic stress disorder, which means that a person carries enough symptoms of unresolved trauma that their mind is affected, their emotions are affected, how they feel about themselves. They can have chronic nerve pain. They can have suicidal thoughts. They can have even they can have flashbacks and nightmares and night terrors that take them right back to that traumatic event. It's been famous with military folks, with first responders like police officers, firefighters, emergency medical technicians. But I'm saying to you, anybody can have post-traumatic stress depending upon the level of trauma, because as you said, everybody's had trauma. The issue is, does it still haunt you today? Do the memories and the images still affect the way you think, the way you feel, the way you make choices, or how you think about yourself? That's what PTSD is. It's they call it a disorder, but I believe the Bible tells us that unresolved trauma is a soul injury. Medical and psychological professionals say that they can help people with medicine, they can help people with coping skills, but many of them say there is no healing for PTSD. But I can tell you that over the last 7 years, I have personally prayed for thousands of people, and I have trained over 10,000 people in how to bring healing prayer to folks who carry PTSD, and we have over 12,000 documented testimonies of people who have been completely set free from the symptoms of PTSD, where they don't have to be on their medicine anymore. They don't have to go to counseling groups. As a matter of fact, they are actually going and praying for others now and setting them free from PTSD because of the healing that they have received.
Well, you know, you said that the trauma is a soul injury. What does that really mean?
A soul injury means a wound. You know, David says in Psalm 34:18 that God is near to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. It simply means that you've had something really bad happen to you that feels like your heart is wounded or it's broken. But the reality is when your mind, when your will, when your emotions, and when the sense of what your identity is affected by the bad things that happened to you, you walk around wounded. You carry a victim mindset where you feel like that the truest thing about you is you've been traumatized. And we know that that's not God's will or dream for anybody.
Let's have some real life stories. Tell me about Jeannie.
So Jeannie was a woman who had been abused both physically and sexually by her father for most of her life. At age 11, finally said no to her father in regards to his sexual abuse. And her father walked into the other room and killed himself with a gun. So she was suffering not only the trauma of the abuse from her father, but then carrying the responsibility that she felt for her father killing himself. Jeannie actually watched a video version of the healing trauma seminar that I do, and in the midst of that, the Holy Spirit, this is on a DVD, the Holy Spirit touched her in the middle of watching that DVD.
So people look at your resources, you don't even have to be there, and it's as powerful as if you were praying one-on-one with them.
Absolutely, it's the Holy Spirit anointing that God has placed upon it. So she got completely free of all of her traumatic images and memories, all of her depression and anxiety left. She was no longer suicidal. She walked free, and once again, she's another testimony of somebody who got healed and now is healing others.
Now, you went to a meeting with Randy Clark, and you received an impartation that was life-changing to you. Briefly tell me about that.
So we were at a meeting, a healing meeting, and a Iraqi war veteran came up to me and asked if I would have Randy pray for him because he had post-traumatic stress disorder. He was suicidal, he had chronic nerve pain, he had difficulty sleeping at night, and a lot of other symptoms. When I went to Randy to give him the request, Randy said, "I want you to pray for him, Mike." And said, "I believe that when I said yes to that assignment, there came an anointing with the assignment." Now, I had never prayed for anybody with PTSD before, Sid, but I asked the Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, what do you want to do here?" And he began to give me a download of information how to pray for this man. His name was Ron. So as he came in, I looked him in the eye, and I began to pray for him, and I began to walk through these steps, breaking off shame, guilt, and condemnation. And in just a few moments, Ron fell to his knees, his eyes rolled back in his head, and when he stood back up again, not only did he have peace, but all of his pain was gone. He went home that night and slept for 8 hours, which was the first time he had slept more than 2 hours at a time for over 5 years. He came back a completely free person, completely free of all the trauma that he endured in war. And that began my journey of learning how Jesus really does want to heal trauma in people's lives.
He had a whole download from God, and it works with any kind of trauma. What are some areas people would have trauma?
So people would have trauma from physical or sexual abuse as a child. People could have trauma from trauma in the womb, where the mother was beaten, or somehow the mother tried to give an abortion, or the mother was on some kind of drugs. Obviously, military personnel who have been on battlefields of war and experienced horrific events. Firefighters, police officers, emergency medical technicians, people who've been in car accidents.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, people who've been in car accidents.
Everyone's been in an accident of some sort.
You know, people who've been in natural disasters, tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Plus, think of all the folks that were in 9/11 in New York City and the trauma of seeing those towers fall and keeping those. All of that can cause trauma. Even domestic abuse between a husband and a wife, that causes trauma.
You were actually, as you put it, step by step, instructed by the Holy Spirit on how to do this. And even today, this is effective with anyone with trauma.
It is. I go all around the country and throughout the world teaching others how to use this prayer model. And you need to know that the 12,000 people that have received healing didn't all come from me, but they came from the thousands of people that I have trained in healing rooms and in chaplaincies and in churches that are ministering. So they have been able to take the prayer model and run with it and see many more people healed than I've ever seen personally.
And the thing is that these traumas stop, they kind of short-circuit the promises of God operating in your life. Mike says the primary sign and wonder of the good news is healing the brokenhearted. Yet few even know how. Get ready to heal the brokenhearted. That may even be you. Be right back.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Dr. Mike Hutchings' book, Supernatural Freedom from the Captivity of Trauma, and his powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Defeating the Terrors of Trauma, plus his bonus digital download, Prayer Model for Deliverance from Trauma. This package is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9746.
God desires to release wholeness and healing, but often healing is obstructed by scars from painful past experiences. This is the spirit of trauma. When the spirit of trauma is broken, healing can finally break through.
Through Mike Hutchings' liberating book, Supernatural Freedom from the Captivity of Trauma, you or someone you care for will no longer have to suffer. Jesus, the healer, longs to set you free from trauma right now. Through this groundbreaking book, you will discover that it is God's greatest desire to release wholeness and healing for you. Find out that often scars from painful past experiences are obstructing your healing. Overcome debilitating anxiety, fear, and nightmares. Identify the root, effects, and symptoms of trauma-related issues. Release healing prayers that bring emotional, spiritual, and physical freedom. You will also receive Mike Hutchings' powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Defeating the Terrors of Trauma. You will find out how trauma can shatter your soul. Learn how to overcome the tyranny of shame, guilt, and condemnation. Discover how to identify the signs and symptoms of trauma. Understand the two main types of trauma. Learn how to begin receiving the divine exchange from God Himself. Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Find your identity in God, who calls you His beloved child. Plus, you will also receive Mike Hutchings' bonus digital download, The Prayer Model for Deliverance from Trauma. It includes Mike Hutchings' 8-step prayer model for getting set free from trauma.
It's time to fulfill your destiny. It's time to know the truth and to set yourself free and set the captives free all around you.
Don't miss out on getting Dr. Mike Hutchings' liberating book, Supernatural Freedom from the Captivity of Trauma, and his powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Defeating the Terrors of Trauma, plus his bonus digital download, Prayer Model for Deliverance from Trauma. This package is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9746. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9746 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Mike, you say there is one, in this day and age, you want to hear this, there is one safe place.
That safe place is in the Father's heart. You know, the Father created all of us. And because of that, He has a dream for our lives. And we know that no matter what religion has taught us, Jesus showed us a Father who was loving, who was kind, was patient, and persevering with us. And when we have been broken, when we've been traumatized, we feel like there's no safe place for us. We can't trust anybody. And yet Jesus said, even to those that are lost in their sin, like the prodigal son, even to somebody like the man who was hurt and the Good Samaritan found him, that it's the Father's heart, His love for you, His desire for you, His dream for you, that is a safe place for you. And that's why He sent Jesus to restore the dream that He's always had for you in His heart.
Now, you have something I want you to explain. And what He is explaining is God's kingdom is not a throwaway kingdom.
So, you know, in our culture, American culture, many times when something's broken, we just throw it away and go get a new one. But in Japanese art culture, if a piece of pottery or a piece of jar or bowl is broken, instead of throwing that piece of art away, they pick up the pieces, they put the pieces back together, and as you can see in this pot, they use either gold or silver lacquer to literally put the pieces back together, to glue them together, so that by the time they're done, the piece of art is back to the original form which it was created in the first place. And not only is it back to its original form, but it is more beautiful and more valuable for having been broken. It's called Kintsugi, and it is a beautiful picture of what the Father does to our lives, to our souls, and to our identity. He puts our broken lives back together with the gold of heaven, with the gold of His glory, to bring us to a place where we actually begin to live out the dream and destiny as children of God.
And you made an important point. You said that broken life that has been healed and mended is actually able to fulfill a better destiny than even before that breaking occurred. It's sort of like the identifying mark of the Messiah from Isaiah 61.
So in Isaiah 61, it says of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord God was upon him, for the Lord anointed him to bring good news to the poor, to the afflicted, to the broken, and to the traumatized. He said, He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The first identifying mark of the sign and wonder of the Messiah bringing the good news of the kingdom is healing of the broken heart. That is healing the shattered soul that's been shattered through sin, but it's also been shattered by all of the trauma, all of the disaster that the enemy seeks to bring against us to destroy the image of God in our lives. So I understand that when the good news of Jesus comes to the broken, He's there to bring healing and restoration to our broken hearts.
I want you to tell one story, a true story. Well, maybe Allison, who had a broken heart. Tell me about Allison.
So Allison was a military veteran. She worked in special forces. But as a child, her stepmother was involved in voodoo and witchcraft, and she would cut blocks out of her hair and declare curses and witchcraft over her. So she was haunted by demons from the time that she was a child. So she escaped from that horrible environment, and she went into the military and did amazing work. She was in the military in special forces for 10 years. But that also created even more trauma for her. So that by the time she came out, she was absolutely broken in pieces. As a matter of fact, when she came to my meeting, she was wearing a shirt that had skulls all over it. But when she heard the message of how Jesus suffered trauma on our behalf so that our trauma could be healed, the Spirit of God came upon her. She felt like she was having a panic attack. But then one of my students that had been trained in this prayer model took her aside and began to pray for her. And she got completely set free of all of her demons. She got set free of all of her trauma. And now Allison is working with other women from the military who have been traumatized like she has. She's a free woman today, Sid.
Tell me about Robin and Phyllis.
Robin and Phyllis is a very interesting case because Phyllis came to my school with another teacher, and she began to tell me about how her husband, who was a veteran, suffered from PTSD. And I said, well, you know, Phyllis, because you have a covenant between you and Robin, I can pray for you, and you can go back and pray for Robin because of the oneness. So as I prayed for Phyllis, and quite frankly, I had to pray some PTSD off of her, because many people who live with people with PTSD can actually develop PTSD themselves. So Phyllis went back. She looked at her husband in the eye. She walked through the trauma prayer, and now Robin is completely set free. Now they've started their own ministry called Crossing the Bar, and they've just been ordained into full-time ministry to go forth to bring healing and transformation to everybody who has trauma.
I'm curious. You have some angels that travel with you. Are they here now?
They're here right now because I can feel the tingling on my back and on my head right now. And they travel with me because they come, as the Word of God says, to support me and to help me in this ministry.
Just when you said that, I sure felt them. I'll tell you what, I want to have you pray healing for the brokenhearted. Command trauma to leave for everyone that knows their sins are forgiven, that knows Jesus is their Messiah and Lord, that has experiential knowledge with God. And you say, oh, well, that's not me. Yes, it is. Say this prayer with me right now. Repeat after me. Dear God, out loud, dear God, I'm a sinner, and I'm so sorry. I believe your blood washes away my sins, and I am clean. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me, and I make you my Savior. I make you my Lord. Pray right now.
In the name of Jesus, I declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that not only are you forgiven, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit that is coming right now to break the power of trauma off of your life in the name of Jesus. I say to you right now, I break the power of shame, of guilt, and condemnation over you in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, healing. Put your hand on your chest right now and declare this. In the name of Jesus,
come
and heal.
Come and heal.
My shattered soul.
My shattered soul.
Heal my mind.
Heal my mind.
Heal my will.
Heal my will.
Heal my emotions.
Heal my emotions.
Restore.
Restore.
My identity.
My identity.
Back to your original dream for me.
Back to your original dream for me.
You are experiencing hearing thoughts of suicide because you feel like that you don't have any hope in your life any longer because of all the pain you're in. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of suicide is broken off of your life right now in Jesus' name. You have pain in your spine that is at the 8 to 9 level that is so bad, both in your lower back as well as in your thoracic spine. And God is healing that right now in the name of Jesus. The pain is coming off, so you'll have freedom of movement with no pain as your vertebrae and your discs come back into alignment in the name of Jesus. You who have reproductive issues with fibroid tumors, and with other reproductive issues that you have been suffering for years because of the sexual trauma you've endured, the Lord is healing your reproductive system and bringing healing and release even to your kidneys. There's healing coming to your kidneys and to your adrenal glands in the name of Jesus. Just receive the healing that the Holy Spirit has for you right now in the name of Jesus. And finally, the person who's been experiencing heart palpitations, in Jesus' name, we speak healing to your cardiopulmonary system. We command the heart to begin to beat according to the original rhythm that you were created for before your trauma, in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you again in the name of Jesus. I pray healing and restoration that all of the traumatic images and memories that are right up here would dry up and die in Jesus' name. And I sever your 5 senses. Your seeing, your smelling, your tasting, touching, and hearing from being triggers to those traumatic images and memories. And pray once more with me, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Come and fill.
Come and fill.
Every area. That trauma has occupied.
That trauma has occupied.
I refuse. To be defined by my history.
To be defined by my history.
By what has been done to me.
By what has been done to me.
What I have done.
What I have done.
Or what others have done to me.
And what others have done to me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am defined. By whom my Father calls me.
By whom my Father calls
me. He calls me His beloved child.
He calls me His beloved child.
In whom He is well pleased.
In whom He is well pleased.
Fill me with that truth.
Fill me with that truth.
Fill me with the power of your love.
Fill me with the power of your love.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. That peace is tangible. That spirit of trauma is broken and gone. And every bone that you have pain over, now that that spirit of trauma is gone in Jesus' name, if you will test your wrists, your fingers, your neck, your hip, your back, you're raising your arms above your head, whatever you have pain in, your toes, you are healed. Someone's ear just opened up. In Yeshua, in Jesus' name.